This week's parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, begins Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. God tells Moshe, Daber al Aaron, tell Aaron, Vamarte Ela Bahaloscha Saneiros, El Mol Pnei Hamanora Yerushivas Haneiros. So the Torah begins with the parsha of the menorah, and there's an interesting discussion among the Rishonim, the commentators, of what exactly was the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, of Bahaloscha et Haneros. So the Rambam writes, Maimonides writes, that the hatava, the preparation for the menorah, has to be done by a kohen, by a priest. But hadalaka, but the lighting of the candles could be done by a zar, a non-kohen. Right? Is it still on? So that's the Rambam's opinion, that the preparation has to be done by a kohen, but the hadalaka has to be done, but the hadalaka can be done by a non-kohen. And it's mashma from the Rambam, it is even lechatchila. There's nothing wrong with it. The Ravid disagrees and says, L'chadchila, everything should be done by the Kohen. But b'di'eved, maybe if the non-Kohen did the Hadalaka, it's still good. But so, the Kwei Chemdo, one of the classical Svarim on Chumash, points out, what is the issue at hand between the Rambam and the Ravid? What is the Nakudas Hamachlokes? What is the point of contention? What does the Rambam say, L'chadchila, even a non-Kohen can light the candles, while the Ravid says no? So it could be the Kwei Chemda suggests, and other Achronim as well, that what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of lighting candles in the Beis HaMikdash? Is there a Maisa Hadalaka? Is the mitzvah that you have to do an act? The focus is on the act. You have to do the act of lighting candles? Well, no. Sheyinir Doluk. The point of it that it should be light in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's no mitzvah per se of you to light the menorah. We don't care how it gets done. We just want it done. So that seems to be the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam seems to say the mitzvah is as long as there's light, because he says even a non-Kohen can light the candles. The Hatava, which is the beginning of the process, that the Kohen perhaps has to kick it off. But once the process began, even a non-Kohen could do it, because the mitzvah isn't the maisa, the act of lighting, it's the result. As the Chazon Ish writes in Menachos, he says, even if a monkey lit the candles, it would be good. The point is that as long as these candles are lit, as long as there's light, that's the mitzvah. And the Ravid seems to disagree and say that no, perhaps the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka. The mitzvah is the actual lighting, and therefore if it's the actual lighting, then it should preferably be done by a kohen. So that's the machlokas Rambam and Ravid regarding the mitzvah of lighting candles in the Beis HaMikdash, Bahaloschas Haneros. Where else do we find in Halacha a mitzvah of candles?
Shabbos.
Correct, every Friday night, near Shabbos. When else?
Hanukkah.
Correct.
Well, all the Yom Tovim.
Right. But near Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? And then all the, and Chanukah. So, what about by Chanukah? What is the mitzvah of near Chanukah? Is it the Maisa Hadlaka? Is it the act of lighting? Or is it that there should be light in the house?
Act of lighting.
Correct. How do you know?
Because if it's done for you, it doesn't mean anything, because the whole point is that you light it.
Right, we'll see. Well, we make the bracha lehadlik near Shochanaka, but there's another halacha by near Chanukah Asur lahanos, you can't get benefit from the candles. Obviously, the point can't be that this should be light, meaning it could be this should be light, but since I can't get benefit for it, the point isn't that you're not lighting up the room with any purpose. It has to be, that's why the separate halachas by Hanukkah, it has to be recognizable when you light it, that, in other words, you can't light it above 20 amas, a place where you're not allowed to light candles, and then bring it down. Because since halakha osa mitzvah, at the moment you light the candles, it has to be recognizable. And in fact, the Taz writes that it's patterned after the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. So that we see from the Taz, not only is Hanukkah the mitzvah of the Maisa Hadlaka, but he says also, he seems to be saying like the Ravid, but also by the Neris of the Beis HaMikdash as well, it's the Maisa Hadlaka. So that by Hanukkah also, it seems to be, Hanukkah seems to be more pretty clear cut, it's the Maisa Hadlaka. But what about near Shabbos? What about lighting Shabbos candles? Is the mitzvah the Maisa Hadlaka? Is it the act of kindling the light? Or is the fact that you have light in your house?
It's the act of kindling.
So we'll see. So the Rambam writes, she had near Doluk. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos writes that the point is that you should have light in the house. As we'll see, perhaps, since as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the purpose of Ner Shabbos is for Sholom Bayis, it's a piece of household that people stumble in the dark and stub their toe and it causes tension. So it's the end game. We're interested that you can eat, have enjoyment with the lights. So we see, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah by Ner Shabbos seems to be to Ner Doluk, not the Maisa Hadlaka. And the Rav Yah compares Ner Shabbos to Ner Chanukah. He says, just like by Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is the Maisa Hadlaka, the act of lighting, so too by Shabbos as well, the mitzvah is the Maisa Hadlaka. So actually this issue, whether Ner Shabbos is the Maisa Hadlaka, the act of kindling, or that there should be Shabbos lights, this seems to be two opinions in the Bali Tosis, in the Tosis and Shabbos Tav Chav Hei. The Tosis discusses a case where, let's say you have candles lit from the morning. You lit candles at 10 a.m. and now Shabbos is coming. I guess it's a long candle. Could I just use that candle that was lit at 10 a.m. and use it for my Shabbos candles? Or do I have to blow out the candles and relight them? So Tosis quotes two opinions. The first opinion Tosis quotes is that it's okay. Just leave it go and you fulfill your mitzvah. Parenthetically, that's the opinion that says you don't need to make a bracha on Ner Shabbos at all. So this opinion says you don't have to make a bracha anyway. And he says all you have to do is leave the candles going, and that's it. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says you have to blow out the candles and relight them. So it's a machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam versus the other Bali Tosfos, on whether you have to blow out the candles or not. What seems to be the issue at hand? Whether you have to blow them out or could you leave them? So it seems to be, if you hold the mitzvah, it has to be light in your house. So then maybe we could entertain whether you could just leave those candles going, and therefore it's okay. But if you hold, you need the Maisa Hadlaka, you need the act of lighting candles, so then obviously you have to, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, we seem to pass like Rabbeinu Tam, that one has to blow out the candles and relight them, and now a minute as well, to make a bracha as well. In fact, there's a Gemara in Shabbos which says, you can't light too early, and you can't light too late. And it's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether it's talking about near Shabbos or near Chanukah. Because we all know near Chanukah, the halacha is that you can't light. It's a machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim. When does the mitzvah begin of near Chanukah? Whether it begins at sunset or begins at nightfall. So whatever opinion it is, according to the Rambam, you can't light before sunset. According to the other opinion, you can't light before nightfall. And the Rambam writes, "Ashticha rego min ashuk." You can't light when there aren't people left. So it's a discussion among the Rishonim whether it's referring to Chanukah also, but some say it's referring to Shabbos. So if it's referring to Shabbos, the Rambam only quotes this halacha by Chanukah, but other Rishonim apply it to Shabbos as well. So there's a famous case in the Magen Avraham that used to be common practice. So the Magen Avraham writes that, let's say, there was a common practice, people used to get married Friday before Shabbos and then used the Shabbos meal as a sudas, as a wedding meal. So the question was, the kala was too busy, she wanted a guy to light candles before sunset, and then when she got around to it, she was going to make the bracha over the candle. So that was the Magen Avraham's question. So the Magen Avraham writes, it's okay, she could have the guy light the candles and she can make the bracha. So many Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Netzivas, and others say, what are you talking about? Number one, ain't shlichus la'akum. You can't appoint a non-Jew to be a messenger for you. And they give other issues, but they disagree with the psak of the Magen Avraham. They say, no, you can't do that. What's the issue at hand, whether I could have a guy light the candles? The Magen Avraham seems to be working with the opinion that the mitzvah is that as long as there's light. So who cares if I light or the guy lights it? I could still make the bracha. The point is that there's light. However, the other opinion seems to say, no, the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka, and therefore I have to go ahead and do it myself. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out, that if you hold the mitzvah is to have light, it's result-oriented. When it comes to a mitzvah which is result-oriented, we don't need shlichus. We don't need a messenger. There's no din of shlichus. Shlichus is only on the maisa if there's a mitzvah involves an act. Then we say it's a problem. But if it's result oriented, so there's no problem of shlichus. That's what the Maharach or Zeruah writes by Mila in a different context. So we see this seems to be the machlokas Rishonim in the Bali Tosis and the machlokas Magen Avraham Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to revolve around the issue whether the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is the act of lighting or is the fact that the house should be lit. In fact, maybe we could understand it a little more by understanding another concept. We know there's something called Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, Kavod is honor. We honor the Shabbos. Oneg means we delight in the Shabbos. So they're nice words, but what do they mean in real life? So the Vilna Gaon, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, and others point out, so you know what, when we talk about Kavod Shabbos, we're talking about everything you do before Shabbos. Taking a haircut, getting the food ready, setting the table. Everything you do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Anything you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. That's the distinction that Vilna Gaon makes. So the question is, where does Hadlaka's Ner fit in? Does Hadlaka's Ner Shabbos, when we light the candles for Shabbos, is that part of Kavod Shabbos or Oneg Shabbos?
Kavod Shabbos.
Right, so that's a discussion whether whether it's so perhaps it could be dependent on this question as well. If you hold the mitzvah is Kavod Shabbos, it has to be done before, then perhaps you hold the mitzvah is the Maisa Hadlaka, that you need to actually light the candle yourself. You have to do the Maisa, because the mitzvah of Kavod is on you. But if the mitzvah is Oneg, then what's the difference? The mitzvah is enjoying it, so right now I'm enjoying my Shabbos candles. What's the difference if I lit it or not? So perhaps it's dependent on that issue. That halacha is dependent on this as well. But the Rambam seems to, and some want to say it is both aspects. Because the Rambam writes, you know what? He classifies Hadlakas near Shabbos as covered, and he says you have to light candles before Shabbos. So what does he mean? He's telling me, you know what, make sure you light candles before Shabbos. What's the other option? The Rambam's telling me, don't machalo Shabbos. Don't light candles. We know, go sevaru esh b'chol moshvo seichem yom ha-Shabbos. We know there's a prohibition to light candles. So what's the Rambam telling me? That you have to light candles before Shabbos. So the answer is that the Rambam's telling me this halacha, the Briska Rav points out. He's telling me halachas near Shabbos is the dinner is covered. Of course you can't light candles afterwards. But even, it's not just a practical thing, it's part of a din of covered Shabbos. And hence there's an interesting discussion regarding Yontif, whether the minig, obviously, we light candles before we make the bracha on Shabbos, because you can't light candles after, because the assumption being you're accepting Shabbos. But Yontif, what about Yontif? You got to light fire from a pre-existing flame. So that's a further discussion among the Achronim, whether on Yontif you make the bracha first, because normally we make a bracha, then we do it. So that's the whole discussion. If bracha is part of covered Shabbos, covered Yontif as well, so that's the whole discussion on it. So we see there's a fundamental issue whether the mitzvah of near Shabbos is the Maisa Hadlaka or that you should have light in your house. And in fact, a very contemporary question is that now comes up more, because today we have a concept of early Shabbos. Again, we make Shabbos early all the time. Because why? Because we have a biblical mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We have a biblical mitzvah of adding to Shabbos. In fact, there is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Gemara tells us in Yuma explicitly, and everyone learns, there's a mitzvah in our Torah of adding to Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, before and after. What about Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. We paskin that even Shabbos and Yontif is Da'oraisa. And as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Rav Soi Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davin on Shabbos, Rav Davin Shabbos Davining on Erev Shabbos, and he also made Kiddush. So we see, but if Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, and Rav was permitted to make Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos, it must mean that Tosefes Shabbos is also Daraisa. That's the way we paskin. Yontif as well. There's many days on Yontif we don't do it because of the Leil Pesach, of the Seder, or because of Tamimis on Shavuos. But fundamentally, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. There is a mitzvah we passed in the Rol Daraisa. Tosefes Shabbos, Yontif, and Yom Kippur. So they point out that there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, so we make Shabbos early. But when I say making Shabbos early, that we do all year round, I mean making it early in the colloquial sense that we daven while it's still light out. I don't mean davening a couple minutes before Shkia. I mean davening, starting Mincha before Prag HaMincha. In other words, there's a question, when is the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv? So that depends on when is the latest time to daven Mincha. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, you could daven Mincha until Prag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before sunset. So in a 6 to 6 day, it would be 4:45. And Rechachamim say, and then Rabbi Yehuda said, you could have a Ma'ariv right afterwards. And Chachamim say, no, Mincha until sunset, and then Ma'ariv preferably at nightfall, but perhaps after Shkia. So the Gemara says, how do we paskin? The Gemara says, you could pick your own medicine, as long as you're consistent. Pick any opinion you want, But you got to be consistent. In other words, if I daven mincha after Prag HaMincha, that means I'm already accepting the Chachamim's opinion. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a mincha after Praga Mincha. So he says, so then you'd have to wait until nightfall to daven Ma'ariv. In other words, you can't go because you can't daven Mincha and Ma'ariv in the same time zone, because Mincha is screaming out its day, Ma'ariv is screaming its night. So therefore, we want to avoid a tarte desastre, a contradiction. So either way, so they point out the following question. It's a problem today for single men or women who come to daven early, come to the early minyan, or only minyan as it might be. And the problem is, let's say Praga Mincha is 7 o'clock. What happened? Memory card full.
Oh.
That's okay, we'll finish it without it. I'll have it, I still have it on here. The backup clause. It's not an uncommon case. I got the question many years ago, but it comes up all the time. Someone who wants to come to the early minyan, but so let's say it's 6:45, but you can't light candles before Praga Mincha. So let's assume it's 7 o'clock is the earliest time you light candles. But you have to daven mincha before then, so you come to shul at 6:45. So you couldn't light candles before you go, and now you come home, it's Shabbos already, so what do you do? So according to the Magen Avraham, perhaps, maybe you have a guy light the candles for you when you get back, and then you make a bracha. So that seems to be a machlokas to Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger. But and others point out that maybe what about lighting the candles before you go to lighting the candles at 6:30, and then when you come back, light the candles. So some say, but maybe the mitzvah is the ma'isa hadlaka, and if the mitzvah is the act of kindling, so then you'd have to do it during the time of the mitzvah. And here you're lighting candles before. So that's a whole, you know, that's a major issue. The safest thing is by not making a stand, if you lit candles before and you don't make a bracha, so there's no risk. If you get the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah. And if you don't, you don't, but you're not making any blessing in vain. However, some suggest maybe you can make the bracha when you come back, like the Magen Avraham. Because we have precedent for this, because let's say the mitzvah on Hanukkah, the mitzvah is, as we said, the mitzvah is at nightfall, right? So what do we do Friday for Hanukkah candles? Do we light Hanukkah candles at nightfall?
No, you have to do it before the Shabbos candles.
Right, so therefore, so we're doing the act of lighting at before sunset, but the mitzvah I'm not getting until nightfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see that you could do a ma'isa hadraka now, and even with a bracha, even though the mitzvah doesn't apply until later on. So too maybe here. You can do the ma'isa hadraka now because it's efshar, it's impossible to do it later. So, you know, so that's a discussion among the poskim. I said, you can't go wrong by lighting candles without a bracha, because either way, if you get the mitzvah, the only thing you're giving up on the brachas, but we know in general, suffik brachas v'hakel. So that's a discussion so we started off discussing the neiros of the mikdash, whether it's the mitzvah is the act of lighting, or is it that the beis hamikdash remain lit. So the Rambam says that preparation must be done by the Kohen, but the lighting can be done by anyone, implying the mitzvah is the result. And the Ravid seems to disagree, at least in Chatzilah. Then we discussed near Chanukah seems to be it's the Maisa Hadraka. And by near Shabbos, you have a major discussion whether it's the Maisa Hadraka or not, whether you have to blow out the candles and relight them, or could you get result-oriented, the purpose is to get the mitzvah. Is the purpose of Ne'er Shabbos to have light in your house for Shalom Bayis, and therefore we have to be very, you know, zealous on Shalom Bayis, and in terms of having the more light, the better, because the light brings a certain amount of joy, and that's why, besides the actual candles, the custom is to light, we turn on the electric lights as well, and we have in mind, do you shut off before Shabbos? The Rav recommended that you shut off all your electric lights also, and then you turn them all back on, the ones you're going to use, and then you make the bracha on the candles to fulfill your mitzvah of Shalom Bayis, because today the major lights are the electric lights in your house and not the candles. Very good.